ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं दैवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नास्तप्रेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवद्युतम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिकी। So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 1. King Sudumna becomes a woman, text 17. Bhagavan kimidam jatam karma vo brahma vadinam vipāryāyam maho kastam maivam syat brahma vikriya. Bhagavan, O my Lord, kimidam, what is this? Jatam, born. Karma, fruitive activities. Sa vaha, all of you. Brahmavadinam, of you who are expert in chanting the Vedic mantras. Pariyayam, deviation. Aho, alas. Kastam, painful. Ma evam syat, thus it should not have been. Brahma vikriya, this opposite action in the Vedic mantras. Translation: my Lord, all of you are expert in chanting Vedic mantras. How then has the result been opposite to the one desired? This is a matter for lamentation. There should not have been such a reversal of the results of the Vedic mantras. Please repeat. My Lord, all of you are expert in chanting the Vedic mantras. How then has the result been opposite to the one desired? This is a matter for lamentation. There should not have been such a reversal of the results of the Vedic mantras. Purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, in this age, the performance of yajna has been forbidden because no one can properly chant the Vedic mantras. If Vedic mantras are chanted properly, the desire for which a sacrifice is performed must be successful. Therefore, the Hare Krishna chant is called a Mahamantra, the great exalted mantra above all other Vedic mantras, because simply chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra brings so many beneficial effects, as explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shikshastakam 1. Ceto dharpanam arjanam bhava mahadavagni nivarpanam sveya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadu jivanam Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamritas Varanam Sarvatmas Napanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishing the fire of conditional life, of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is a prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. Therefore, the best performance of yajna given to us is Sankirtan Yajna. Yajnai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedha Saha. Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Those who are intelligent take advantage of the greatest yajna in this age by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in congregation. When the Hare Krishna Mantra is chanted by many men together, the chanting is called Sankirtan. And as a result of such a yajna, there will be clouds in the sky. Yajnat Bhavati Parjanya. In these days of drought, people can gain relief from scarcity of rain and food by simple method of the Hare Krishna yajna. Indeed, this can relieve of all human society. At present, there are droughts throughout Europe and America, and people are suffering. But if people take this Krishna consciousness movement seriously, if they stop their sinful activities and chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, all the problems will be solved without difficulty. In other processes of yajna, there are difficulties because there are no learned scholars who can chant the mantras perfectly well. Nor is it possible to secure the ingredients to perform the yajna, because human society is poverty-stricken and men are devoid of Vedic knowledge of the power to chant the Vedic mantras. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra is only shelter. People should be intelligent enough to chant it. Yajnai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedha Saha. Those whose brains are dull cannot understand this chanting, nor can they take to it. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksarun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadhamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswara Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurutise Namaha. Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Paridhanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Shivasri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Panja Gaura Prabhu, please bless me. We just can speak a little bit on this Bhagavatam, on this verse. So Prabhupada is very strongly speaking about the purport, especially about the yajna for this Kali Yuga. So what happened, history is, was mantra recited, but the mantras created the opposite effect. And Srila Prabhupada took on this, saying that the other mantras in this age of Kali, it doesn't work. So Prabhupada mentioned that in this age of Kali, because Vedic mantras, to recite Vedic mantras, very, very difficult. We don't have qualified brahmanas to recite properly the Vedic mantras. This is why the only mantra recommended in this age of Kali is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Yagya Sankirtana Praye Ajantihi Sumedasaha. Krishna Varnam Tusaha Krishnam Sangumpang Astra Parshadam Yagya Sankirtana Praye Ajantihi Sumedasaha. So this is the words of also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu distributed the holy name, and he also encourages the devotees to distribute the holy name. Suno Suno Nityananda Suno Haridas Sarvatra Amara Agya Karohe Prakash. Suno Suno Nityananda Suno Haridas Sarvatra Amara Agya Karohe Prakash. Listen, Nityananda, listen, Haridas. Please distribute this message. And what is that message? Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shiksha. Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shiksha. That's what he said. Ghar ghar gya gare, ghar ghar gya karo e bhiksha. Yes, ghar ghar gya karo e bhiksha. Bolo Krishna, bhojo Krishna, koro Krishna, shiksha. Go door to door and give this message. Bolo Krishna, bhojo Krishna, koro Krishna, shiksha. That's what he said. Is shiksha, instruction. Give this message to the people. Go door from door to door, Mahaprabhu said. But then Nityananda took it from door to door, and then he also chanted, Bolo Krishna, Bhojo Krishna, Kolo Krishna Naam, Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. Right? So Mahaprabhu took it from door to door. Bolo Krishna, Bhojo Krishna, Loho Krishna Naam. Chant, glorify, and take the holy name. Loho Krishna Naam. Bhojo Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Bhojo Krishna, Loho Krishna Naam. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. Krishna, the mother and the father, is he? The treasure of our life. So this is instruction given in of course in this is of Kali. This is the essence of all the sara, mantra sar of all the essence. And this was told by Ishwara Puri also to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Banaras, Varanasi, he was chanting the holy name in congregational, chanting the holy name, Nam Sankirtan, he was doing on the street. So then the Mayavadi sannyasis, they approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then they told him, what is this? You're a sannyasi, and you're associating with low class people. This is for low class people to chant and dance on the street. So you should be reading Vedanta. But what are you doing? You are associating with low class, with fanatics. That's what he says. You are associating with fanatics. sentimentalist. Are you a sannyasi? You're supposed to be reading Vedanta. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, very humbly he replied, very beautiful verse. He said, "What then? Yes, my Guru Maharaj told me that I am a fool number one. Murki tumi tomara nahi ka Vedanta adhikar." He said, "Murka tumi tomar, murka tumi tomar. You are fool. Murka tumi tomar nahi ka Vedanta adhikar. You don't have adhikar on Vedanta. Murka tumi tomara nahi ka Vedanta adhikar. Krishna mantra japa sada e mantra sar." So Krishna mantra japa sada e mantra sar. This is the essence. Sar means the essence. Although Vedanta is there, but nahi adhikar, you're fool. You can't understand Vedanta. But Krishna mantra japa sada, always chant the names of Krishna. A mantra sar. So is here Ishwar Puri, the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is repeating the same words Prabhupada is also mentioning in the purport. And he further mentioned that Nama Vinu Kali Kale Nahi Ara Dharma. Nama Vinu Kali Kale Nahi Ara Dharma. There is no other dharma. Nahi ara dharma. There is no other dharma. Nama bina kali kale. In this Kali Yuga, there is no other dharma. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also mentioned, nama bina kichu nahi chauda bhuvane nahi nama bina kichu nahi goar chauda bhuvane. In this world, in this 14 world, nama bina kichu, aur kuch nahi hai. Nama bina, aur kuch nahi. That's the Hindi. So, nama bina kichu, nahi ko aro, chaudh bhuvane, maje. In this 14 world, there is nothing except nama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So that's why he's saying here, Nama bina kichu kale kare nahi ara dharma, sarva mantra sara nam e shastra marma. E shastra marma means this is the purport of the Vedic literatures. That the holy name is the essence. There's no other dharma except chanting of the holy name. That's what he said. Ishwar Puri to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu said, this is why I am chanting the holy name, because there is no other dharma. So, and then he said, the Mayavadi said, but yes, you are chanting. Okay, you are chanting the holy name, but why you are dancing like mad? You know? Why you're dancing like a madman? Chanting is okay. Alright, if this mantra is a sar, is the essence, but why you're dancing like a madman? And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he goes saying that, yes, the same thing happened to me. You know, when that happened, I also realized when I am chanting, I start becoming mad. And I start to dance, I start to cry, I start to roll on the ground. So then I found it, I realized that. Then I went to my spiritual master and asked Gurudev, Kiba mantra jila gosai, japite japite karila pagala. Gurudev, hey Gurudev, what kind of mantra you gave me? Kiba bal, so strong. Japite japite Karila, pagal ban gaya. What kind of mantra you've given to me? Because also, I would start chanting, and then I saw that I start becoming pagal. This is what the Mayavadi sannyasi was saying, that why you're dancing like mad. He said, yes, I'm chanting, but I feel I'm also dancing and rolling and crying and tears coming. And then I went to my spiritual master and asking the same question, Gurudev, what kind of mantra you gave me? And Gurudev told me, yes, this is the essence. This is the result. This is what happened when I chant the holy name. There is no other dharma. The purport of all the Vedic literatures. Then he quotes another verse from the Shastra. Hare Nama, Hare Nam, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatir Anyatha. In this is of Kali, there is no other way, no other way, no other way, except chanting of the holy name. So, this is the essence in this is of Kali. People are very much fond of the Vedas, the Vedanta. But what Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Vidasya Sarver Aham Eva Vedyaha, of the Vedas of knowledge, Vidasya Sarver Aham Eva Vedyaha. I mean, the Mayavadis, they are very fond of reading Vedanta, but here Bhagavad Gita is saying, what is Bhagavad Gita saying? Vidasya Sarver Aham Eva Vedyaha, means to know Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has given some explanation, very nice explanation in his Gitavali. And he described what is the meaning of Bolo Krishna, Bhojo Krishna. Karo Krishna, Shiksha, yes. Bolo Krishna, Bhojo Krishna, Karo Krishna, Shiksha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has given very beautiful description in his Gitavali. He mentioned that Bolo Krishna means chant Krishna's name, right? Chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur expanded this meaning very nicely, beautifully. He said, Bolo Krishna means chant the holy name. Always. Kirtanya Sada Hari. And then explain what's the meaning of Bhajo Krishna. So Bolo Krishna we have understood. So he explained, Bhajo Krishna means to expand the flower of the holy name into Nama, Rupa, Nam, Guna, Rupa and Lila. That's the meaning of Bhajo Krishna. To expand the flower of the holy name into Nama, Guna, Rupa and Lila. Further. We're singing daily, right? Siradika Mandavayora Paro Madhurya Lila Guna Rupa Nam Nam. So Nam Guna Rupa Lila. So that's the meaning of Bhajo Bhajo Krishna. To expand the flower of the holy name into Nam Guna Rupa and Lila. And then he explained what is the Koro Krishna? Shiksha, what does it mean? He explained in his Gitavali that this means that one should be endowed with the sambandha, bideya, and prayojana jnana, and then release the flower of the holy name, the nectar of the holy name. So this is the meaning of Koro Krishna, Shiksha. To be endowed with the sambandha, abhideya and then prayojana. The jnanis, they don't have this sambandha. There's no relationship, right? Only devotees, sambandha jnana. Devotees know, understand sambandha jnana, prayojana and abhideya and prayojana. But these jnanis, they don't have relationship. And personally, they don't have relationship. So no sambandha jnana, right? They don't understand. Only the devotees. That's meant for the devotees. Sambandha, abhideya and prayojana. So, this is the instruction given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's explained very nicely by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Gitavali. So, Holy name in this age of Kali is very, very powerful. Chetu Dharpana Marjanam, Prabhupada is giving here, extinguishes the fire of conditional life, of the cleaning, the mirror of the heart. Chetu Dharpana Marjanam means cleaning the mirror of the mind, because we perceive this world through the mind and the senses. And of the dust accumulated not only from this life, from this year, 4 years. So it cleanses. Vadu vidya jivanam. Vadu means the what? Vadu jivanam. The husband of knowledge, right? Vadu vidya jivanam. Sreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Soothing effect like the moon. Because this world is a world of suffering. Samsara Davanal. It's a burning forest fire. Because it's very hot, very burning, so we need cooling effect. Sreya Chandrika Vitaranam. Vidyavadu Jivanam. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. Increasing, ever increasing. Pratipadam punam ritasvadanam sarvatma snapadam param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. One time there was some discussion with Haridas Thakur, and the Brahmanas invited by Raghunath Das Thakur's father. They were saying that the goal of chanting is to achieve liberation, or the goal of chanting is to become free from suffering, or to achieve liberation like the Vedas. So that's the goal. But Haridas Thakur objected. He said, no, this is not the goal of chanting the holy name. He said the goal of chanting the holy name is to achieve Krishna Prem. Prema Pumartha Mahan is to achieve Krishna Prem. He said that to become free from suffering, or to achieve liberation, that can be achieved even in chanting in Namabhas. By chanting in Namabhas, one can become free from suffering and also mitigate his suffering and achieve liberation. But the goal of chanting is not that. Ishwar Puri also mentioned, he mentioned when he was telling to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is when one chant the holy name and attain Krishna Prem, and that is a panchama purushartha. When one attains this, then dharma, artha, kama, moksha become insignificant. That's what Ishwara Puri told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the same time also. Panchama purushartha. So here Haridas Thakur said that the goal of chanting is not to mitigate suffering or achieve liberation. He said, but only by chanting in Namabhas one can mitigate his suffering and achieve liberation. This example of Ajamil. Ajamil attained liberation and he was chanting in Namabhas. Not fully pure chanting. That was Namabhas. You know, but the Brahmanas, they were not happy about it. So if that is not true, because the goal of the Vedic literatures is to mitigate suffering and to attain special liberation. And he told him that if that is not true, we'll cut your nose. Right? What they said. And Haridas Thakur was so humble. I mean, who knows better than Haridas? Haridas Thakur is? Namacharya. Who knows better than him? Right? He's the person who got this title, Namacharya. Who can explain better than him this above the holy name? So he said the goal of chanting is Krishna Prem, not liberation, whatever. So, and he was humble, and then he left the place. And next day what happened? because of such a big offense towards Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya, and the nose of the Brahmanas start melting. Their own nose start melting. That was a great offense towards Setu, especially this is the first offense, right? What is the first offense? To blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated life propagating the holy name. Especially that very example, crucial example is there, Haridas Thakur. So, it's explained in Shastra everywhere, many places, that the essence in Kali Yuga is the chanting of the holy name. Kalor dosinid he rajan astihi eko mahanguna kirtanat eva krishnasya muktasanga param rajat. So this holy name is plenty of fault in this Kali Yuga, ocean of fault. Kalor dosinidhi, nidhi means ocean of fault. Dosh means fault. There is an ocean of fault in this Kali Yuga. But kalor dosinidhi rajan astihi eko mahan gun, but there is only one good quality, mahan guna. What is that mahan guna? Kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sanga param brajat. Of course, when this mantra is given by Guru, he plant the seed of devotion into the heart. That's how we need to water the seed, by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is like when Gurudev gave the mantra, the disciple chant and he become very, very powerful. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gave one very good example. He said that sometimes you have seen on the roof, on the top of the door, some tree is growing. You've seen that? At the rooftop, in the corner somewhere. Who has put that plant there? Who has put the seed there? Somebody? How? It's growing on the rooftop of the house, whatever, you know? Or the window side, you know, we see. This seed, who has put the seed there? If you try to grow the seed, it will never grow. But that seed need to be eaten by birds. The bird will eat a seed and then the seed goes through the body. Some coat is added to it. And then that bird will pass through, right? And that's how the seed then start growing. Right? That's what the example given, Vishnu Sagar Thakur. So similarly, when Gurudev gave the mantra, this mantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he adds to it, not add, but with his, he gives with his realization, his purity. He gave it with his realization and then his purity. So all together, the initiation, and then when the devotees take this mantra and it becomes very effective, had to be given by Guru. So this is a uniqueness. And it's very unique, this mantra is only composed. Why it is powerful? Because other mantras are not composed of the holy name. Except Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is fully composed of the name of God. Sometimes people would say, what kind of mantra is this? There's no Namaha, you know? No Namaha. Every mantra has to have Namaha, you know? But what kind of mantra is this? Even Gayatri mantra is not fully holy name. Gayatri has nyasa, the bija, the nyasa, the skin and the seed, right? Of a mango, Mahaprabhu distributed a mango without seed and skin. What is seed and skin? Jnana and karma. Only pulp, only mango. So... Here, the holy name, Gayatri has bija and nyasa. Only holy name is the middle. But Mahamantra, beginning is holy name, middle is holy name, at the end is also holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is why this mantra is so powerful. It's composed completely only of the names of God. Nothing else. You know, 16 words. So this is what Srila Prabhupada has given to us. Sometimes they would argue or discuss that Prabhupada did not give us everything. Right? Srila Prabhupada gave us something even higher than Lord Krishna. Right? He gave us something even bigger than Krishna. What he gave? Name of Krishna. You know, in Hindi they say, Hari se bara Harikanam, right? The names of God is greater than Hari. Hari se bara Harikanam. So Srila Prabhupada gave us something even bigger than Krishna himself. Hari se bara Harika Nam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare. So he gave us something more powerful, even more powerful than Krishna himself. Actually, in fact, there is no difference, right? Between the names and the Lord. Between Nama and Nami, Nama, Namino. Right? Abhinatvam, Nama, Namino. There is no difference. But there is a secret of difference. There's no difference, but there is a secret of difference. What is that secret of difference? The name is more powerful than the Lord himself, right? When Krishna, after killing Putana, and then they picked up Krishna from Putana's body and brought him home, and then they start bathing Krishna, and they purifying Krishna. How? With mantras. They purifying Krishna with the Lord's name, as if Krishna was contaminated with being on body of Putana. So they purifying Krishna by reciting the Lord's name. So name is more powerful. You know? And furthermore, one more interesting point. We are in our sampradaya, we are worshipping Radha Krishna in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan, right? Not Radha Krishna, but in the moods of Lakshmi Narayan. Although they are Radha Krishna, but the mood is not Narayan, Aishwarya. We are following sadhana bhakti, sadhana bhakti in dasya bhav. So all these result to Vaikuntha. Dasya, sadhana bhakti, Lakshmi Narayan worship, that leads to Vaikuntha, not to Golok Dham. But then how are we to go? To Goloka Dhamma. And to Vrindavan Dham. How is that? By the mercy of the name of Krishna. Yes. I mean, I've never seen any pujari coming on the altar with a stick chastising Krishna. You have to eat. Or anybody coming wanted to hold Krishna with the Vatsalya Bhava. Only when Sakya Bhava, Vatsalya Bhava, Madhurya Bhava, then one can attain Goloka Dham, right? We have never seen any. I've never seen any pujari climbing on Krishna's back. You know, that would be offensive. But the gopas they were doing. So Mayas, he was coming with a stick. Devaki, when Krishna appeared, she was praying, offering prayers. But we have never seen Yasoda Maya offering prayers to Krishna, right? She comes with a stick and chastise the Lord, right, Krishna. So the point is, how the destination Golok is there, is explained. Nama chintamane Krishna's chaitanya rasa vigraha. So this holy name is a vigraha of all the rasas. Nama chintamane Krishna's chaitanya rasa vigraha. So this holy name is the embodiment. Vigraha means the embodiment, the murti. Vigraha. So this holy name is the embodiment of all the rasas. So by the mercy, you rightly said, by the chanting of the holy name, chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, because Nam Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha is the embodiment of all the rasa. It's included, everything is there. So by chanting, then one can actually Actually, of course, one should also follow in the footstep of the inhabitants of Dham, right? And chanting the holy names. So we are following the footstep of Prishbasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimati Radharani, the mother of Srimati Radharani, or Gurudev, following the instruction of Gurudev, and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's the destination. Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ke, Srimad Bhagavatam Ke. I would like to stop here if there is any, it's already almost nine, any question or any comments? Mike is here. Very interesting question. So you have been chanting so many Maha Mantras still. Yes. In fact, to answer this question, Mahaprabhu one time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Jagannath Puri, and the devotees were going away from Jagannath Puri, he told them, he gave them instruction, he said, please serve the Vaishnavas. And they asked the question, who are the Vaishnava? He asked. The devotees asked Mahaprabhu, who is a Vaishnava? And Mahaprabhu said, first year Mahaprabhu said, a Vaishnava is one who chant even Hare Krishna once. And second year, Mahaprabhu gave the same instruction, please serve the Vaishnavas. And they asked, who is a Vaishnava? So Mahaprabhu gave an answer. He said, a Vaishnava is one who constantly chant Hare Krishna. And then the third year, he gave instruction, please serve the Vaishnavas. And they again asked, who is a Vaishnava? And Mahaprabhu said, a Vaishnava is one by whom you see and then you become inspired to chant Hare Krishna. So he gave three different answers in three different years. What does that mean? No, there's a point here. The first one is speaking about Kanishta Adhikari. Second one, Madhyama Adhikari. And third one, Uttama Adhikari. Yes, that is the praman. So, yes, it's true. By chanting Hare Krishna once, all the sin can be, but that takes time. It depends on our level of chanting, our mood and purification. That will take time, but that's for sure. It's a slow process, but it is a sure process, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Kali Kalmasa Nasanam. The fact that we are here, we are coming, so it means some anarthas is getting slowly destroyed, right? Thank you. There's another question here. Say something about it. Pancha Guru Prabhu can say. Anyway, Mahaprabhu is saying we are fool. Ishwar Puri said you are fool to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so you cannot understand Vedanta, so you have to chant the holy name. So Prabhuji is saying sometime when devotees come to the temple and then they don't chant properly he's told to leave because he's a fool, and he's asking me to say something about it. That depends on the devotees. So coming to the temple, of course, one has to develop ruchi for service, ruchi for the chanting of the holy name, and ruchi for serving the guru. So At time it happened also. Sometimes devotees can may also be getting deviated. But of course, we should not be telling the devotees to leave. We should try to preach and try to encourage the devotee. But if that devotee is not taking seriously to Krishna consciousness, then it may happen also, because he's creating disturbance. Because by his creating disturbance, he may also create disturbance to other devotees. So that, I'm not saying it's a general rule, but that is accordingly is done. And but Krishna will not reject. He may go and also he may come back, you know. Okay, thank you very much. Any other points? We'll stop here. Sri Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Itai Gaur Premanande.